The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Baba Metzia, Daf Yud Aleph. Today's Daf is being studied in the Shabbat Baratzeh Kenatiya Fa Batzara. In the Shabbat Baratzeh Kenatiya Fa Batzara. Hashem Terhamik and Eden Amen. Begin today's Daf in Yud Aleph Amud Lishon. Starting from the New Mishnah. Ra'a Otan Ratzin Achar Metzia. Okay. So them running after a Metzia. Achar Sevi Shavur. Let's say I was a svi, it was a deer, with a broken leg. Ahar gozalot shelo parhu. Or let's say it was birds that weren't able to fly. And they didn't have wings yet, or the wings were cut off. As she says, duhu dumyad de mitzia, which is basically a svi shavur, is like a mitzia, it's stationary. It can't move. It's really just sitting in the field. It cannot move. Im lo yitlu acherim. Ve'amah zechta li sadi. Oh, so the guy comes along and says, I want my field to be koneh for me. Well, it's in his field, let's say. So the animal's just lying there because it can't move. So he comes along and says, I want my field to be koneh. So the deen is zechta. The field is koneh. Zechta lo. Hayat zvi ratz kedarko. But let's say the tree was just running in its normal way. They go, oh, shayu gozot mafrihin, or the birds were just flying regularly. Amar zachtali sadi, and the guy said, I want my field to be koneh, no amar kedum. Because we have a rule. Hatser is only koneh for a person on a davar mishtamir. That it's something that is stays in the field, that is protected in the field. But an item, an animal like that, it runs right through the field. You're not koneh. If the animal is able to run, so the field is not protecting the item. Yeah. The animal could escape in any second. Or the bird can fly. But an animal that's a broken leg, or the bird doesn't have wings, so therefore the field is actually mishtamer. So therefore, chatzer is only koneh la'adam, the chatzer ha-mishtamer. That's the chadush of the Mishnah. Okay. Now, Tosfot points out over here, look at the second Tosfot on the third Tosfot. Hayat Tzvi Ratz Kedarko. Hu Adin Afilu Tzvi Shavur. Even if I say the animal had a broken leg, Imrat Zacharav Ve'en Magi'o. And he would run after it and would not be able to catch it. Also, would not be Koneh. Which is, even when we say Hatser Shel Adam Koneh, it's talking about a case only where he would be able to catch up to the animal. Then we say the chatzer is koneh. But if he himself would not be able to catch up to the animal, even though it has a broken leg, it's moving a little, I guess, so therefore, it would not be koneh. That's the shita of Tosafot. Which means that we said, ratz kedarko, b'derek klal, when a tzvi is ratz kedarko, you're unable to reach up to it. But if, as a broken leg, wadin, if it was limping, and you still couldn't reach up to it, so the chatzer is not going to be koneh as well. Chatzer is only koneh if you would be able to catch it yourself, then the chatzer would be koneh. Anyway, the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Vehu Shomed Besad Sadehu. Now we have another chadush. When we say chatzer shadam is koneh, it's only talking if he's standing by the field. You have to be standing there. Vehu Shomed Besad Sadehu. You got to be standing by the field. So Gemara says, V'tekneh Le Sadehu. What do you mean? What do you got to stand there for? Sadeh is koneh. Chatzerosh adam is koneh. What do I keep standing there or not? The Amar Yosef Bar Hanina, Chatzerosh adam koneh. Lo shelo medato. Right? Chatzer of a guy is koneh. He went out his knowledge. So what do you tell me he has to be standing there? Hani mile v'chatzer ha-mishtamerek. Oh, when do we say Chatzer shadam is koneh? Lo. That's only talking about in a Chatzer ha-mishtamerek. That means like, say you have a field that has a fence around it or something like that. However, if a Chatzer shadam is koneh, but let's say it doesn't have a fence around it, the field, then you need to be standing there. He omed besad sadehu in ilala. So every chadush now. Chatzero shel adam koneh lo. Mishtameret anywhere. And a mishtameret dafka omed besad sadehu. That's the din of the Mishnah. So comes again and says, umina timra da'atzesh and a mishtameret he omed besad sadehu in ilala. How do I know this law? How do I know that a chatzer is dafka koneh? Where you're standing next to it, if it's in a mishtamed, how do I know this? So the Rav's going to learn it from the lean of Omer. Basically, Omer is a certain law in the Torah. The person's cutting his fields, let's say, and he forgot a certain sheaf when he was cutting. He forgot them. He didn't pick up the bundles from the field. He has to leave it in the field for the anim. That's called shikha. Right, he forgot the bundle. It's the din of Omer, Shechat Omer. So it is like this. Netanya, Haya Omed Ba'ir. Oh, the guy, he has a farm, But he wasn't on the farm, he was in the city. Ve'omer, oh, he says, oh my gosh, he says, I remember, Yodeya ani, she'omer she'eshli basadeh. I know that, wow, there's an omer that I left in the field, po'adim shakhuhu. I just remembered the workers forgot to take that bundle. Lo yehe shekha. So he says clearly when he was in the city, I don't want that to be shekha. Meaning, I want it. It's mine. So the Gemara says, Yachol, lo yehe shekha? Do you think that it's not going to be shekha? Tamud omar, v'shachachta, omer basadeh. Basadeh v'shachachta, v'lo ba'ir. Which means, it's mashma. V'shachachta, omer basadeh. That what? That shekha is in the field. But there's not, shekha does not apply to the city. That is a very strange braita, because it's going in reverse directions. The braita starts off and says, you think that when the guy forgot in the city, that it's not going to be shekha? Yeah. And the Gemara answers, yeah, it's not going to be shekha. A braita doesn't work that way. Usually the braita's language is, you think it's not going to be shekha? Kamashmanan, it is going to be shekha. But here, the language of the Bible is, you think it's not going to be shekha?
Rhetorical, yes.
Rhetorical, you think it's not? And the Gemara's answer is, yeah, it's not. That doesn't make sense. The lashon of the Braita doesn't make sense. The Gemara's going to ask, Hagufa Kasha. The implications of this Braita are contradictory. Amar, Yachon, lo yeh shekha? Right, the Gemara's question. What a guy remembers in the city, you think it's not going to be shekha? Means what? It's rhetorical. Alma, havi shekha. Amawat is going to be shekha. V'nasiv la gemara, and then you bring me a proof from the pesukim that what basadeh v'shachachta v'lo ba'ir. Alma lo avi shekha. So therefore, make up your mind. So comes the gemara and says, "Ela lav hachi kamar." Oh, so to read the braita like this: basadeh in the field. When the guy's in the field, the farmer's in the field himself. Shachuach mi'ikaro havi shekha. If he forgot it initially, meaning he cut the field, he forgot himself. He never remembered it, he forgot it. That's already considered, that's called shachuach mi'ikaro, meaning from the inception. Rashi, be'od ha'ish basadeh, omed ha'shachuach mi'ikaro, she'shechachohu tehila, le'po'el, havi shekha. However, continue, one thing on Ashi. He forgot it for the point. He forgot he left it there for the worker, but he forgot it. He himself forgot it. So it says, "Havi shekha zachur ul besov shachuah en shekha." But if he remembered and then forgot, it will not be shekha. Ashi aval zachur shen yosham medato. Which is, let's say, the guy knows from the beginning that what? He left it there. He left it there for the workers to go get it. Ulbesov shakho, and then he forgot it. Ayedeh po'alim lo avi shekha. Which means, we're giving two cases. One case is where the guy forgot it from the inception. And that's shekha. Before the workers got it. I mean, he left it there. They went to where he went. That's it, finished. Shekha in the field, mein karo. But let's say, he left it there originally for the workers to collect it. And what? The workers in the interim didn't collect it, and he forgot about it as a result. So that already is not going to be shekha. It's only shekha meikaro. Well, the guys in the field cut, he forgot over there. If he forgot it initially, that's shekha. Mashaken, if he initially, when he cut it, his kavanah was, the workers will get it. And then he forgot. The workers didn't get it, by the way. And he forgot that he left it for the workers. He forgot the whole story. That is not going to be shekha, because that's not considered shekha mikar. That's the din in the field. Now, Gemara says, "My tama." What's the reason? Dekevan deka'e gaba. Oh, because since the guy's standing by the field, the owner is standing by the field, have yale hatsero. Vezachtale. Right? That means when the guy forgets, he leaves the shekha for the workers to go get it. And then later on, he himself forgets it. He forgets. He goes, oh my God, I told the workers to get it. What happened to this? The reason why it's not Shekha is because his Hatzer will be Koneh for him. And where is this guy? He's standing by the field. So you see Hatzero Shel Adam Koneh Lo when he's standing next to the field. Again, where's this guy standing? He's standing by the field. Mm-hmm. What happened? He cut the Omer. Moses Kavana. Oh, no problem. I'm leaving it down. I'm forgetting it for the workers. The workers will take care of it. And then what? All of a sudden he remembers, oh, what happened? The workers didn't take it. Well, I forgot to tell the workers to take it. I forgot that I left it there for the workers. Doesn't matter. He's there. Since he's standing by the field itself will be Koneh. So you see what? Hatzero shel Adam Koneh lo kishu omed betzido. Aval, oh, go back to the city case. Aval be'ir afilu zachur ulbesof shechuah. Which means, even if he remembered initially that the workers are supposed to pick us up, and then what? And also he's in the city. He says, oh, I forgot to tell the workers. I forgot to go collect us over here. In that case, over there, I feel zakul besof shachuah, have ya shecha. Why? My tama deletegabe deliskele. Because he's not there. So therefore, once he forgets, bingo, the anim already zoche. So you see what? The Hatzero Shel Adam is only koneh lo when he's there. That's the Gemara's raya. Look at Rashi. Avad Ba'ir. Look at Rashi, boys. Avad Ba'ir. Meshenichnas la'ir, afilu zachur. He remembered he remembered it for the workers. But then he forgot. Havi shecha teletegabe. Ve'achi kanasiv letana letalmuda. Now let's turn the brighter based on the way we're learning now. Yacho lo yeh shecha tamud omar basade ve'shachta. Ve'odecha basade hu deba'inan de shechate ata. Which means, when do we say shecha is shecha for it to work? That's only in the field. ולא בעיר, לא בעיר ושכחת, שאף שכחת פועלים עושה אותה שכחה, which is in the city, even the שכחה of the פועלים will make it שכחה. In the field, only your שכחה makes it. But the שכחה of the פועלים is not, because you remembered it initially, and then they forgot, it doesn't matter. Even though you forgot as a result of the פועלים, it doesn't matter, because you call it again. משכחת in the city, doesn't matter. In the city, even if you were שוכח את מיקרה, and you didn't remember it, it's too late. Because bottom line, you're not by the field. So what do you see over here? That for a field to be koneh, you have to be there. So Gemara, who told you to learn like this? What are you getting involved with this whole story? Maybe we can learn the Braita much more simpler. Mimai, dilma gizrat katuvu, de basadeh neveshecha, ube'eh lo neveshecha. Maybe stam is hadush. Shecha only applies when he forgot it when he was in the field. And shecha doesn't apply when he forgot it when he was in the city. Stam, nothing to do with hatsid koneh, not koneh. Maybe just talk about shecha applies when the guy forgot when he's in the field, and when the guy's in the city, the law of shecha doesn't apply. Which means, who told you to learn this whole braita? That's talking about a case where he forgot a mikaro, he forgot it from the party. Make a simple case. Rashi, look at Rashi. Umimai dekra haki betanetz umaditin haki amra dilma gizlat katuvi temashva de basade yeshecha. But once the Balabai gets to the city, and shechato, v'shechat po'alim klum. Doesn't matter who forgets it. Not he forgets it, not his workers. V'achi kamar. Amar kera. Oh, so the Gemara comes along and says, Amar kera, no, the Pasuk says, lo tashuv lekachto. What does the Pasuk say? Do not return to go take what you forgot. Lerabot shechata'ir. So we know that it applies, why lo tashuv, you're in the city. Don't go back to take what you forgot. So therefore the shekha applies to the city as well. So we know you cannot be coming to tell me that shekha doesn't apply to the city. It applies. Kamaraz, what do you mean? Lo tashuv, I need it for something else. No, that's occupied already to teach me that when a guy takes shekha, it's not only he's transgressing an aseh, he's transgressing a lo taseh. Because it says lo tashuv. What is the word tashuv? Lerabot shechat ha'ir. Oh, vakati still mevayel lechtetnan shelefanav en shecha. Which means stuff that you forgot in front of you that you didn't cut yet, or you didn't walk by. You cut it, but you didn't walk by. That's what That's not shekha. Shlefanav in shekha, because you still see it. You didn't pass it yet. However, shlaharav yeshekha. But anytime you cut and you walked by it, once you pass it, now it's shekha. Shehu bebal tashuv, because there the Torah says lo tashuv. Tashuv means don't go back. Zeh aklal. Kol shehu bebal tashuv shekha. Anytime it's bal tashuv, we have to return on it. Wow. It's shekha. Kol shehu bebal tashuv. But if it's in front of you, eno shekha. So if I need it for that, how do you know the city? Amar Avashi Amar Kira Yehiye. Then I bought Shekha. I give an extra word. Yehiye to come and teach me that the Shekha applies even to the city. So therefore, basically, what I'm coming at is that Shekha applies Ben Ba'id, Ben Basadeh. Oh, so then what's this Derashav the Brayta coming to teach me? That there's a difference between the field Shekha and the city Shekha. What's going to be the difference? In the field, if I was Shekheyah Be'ikaro, that means I forgot this item. Okay, then it's already Shekha. However, if I didn't forget, if I was Zachut originally, I left the sign there for the workers. And then subsequently I forgot it, that's not going to be Shekha, because my field will be Koneh for me, because I'm standing there. Mashiach, if that happened in the city, where initially I forgot it for the workers, I mean, I'm a Zachur, the workers will got it, and then as a result I forgot it after, since I'm not standing by the field, we lose that, it's considered Shekha, the Ani will be able to take it. So you see what? Chatzero Shel Adam is only Koneh when he is there. V'chen Amar Ula. Ula said the same thing. V'hu She'omed Besad Sadehu. Gotta be standing there. V'chen Amar Ababar Bar Hanna. V'hu She'omed Besad Sadehu. Eti Be Rabbi Abba Le'ula. One more question. Ma'aseh B'Rabban Gamliel V'Zikirim Shayu Ba'im B'Sfina. The rabbis were on a boat. The Ban Gamliel and the rabbis. Amar Ban Gamliel, he said, I forgot, I left fruit at home. I did not take ma'aser from the fruit. And I'm worried that my family is going to eat from the fruit, because they think I'm a rabbi, they figured I took care of it, I settled it, but really it's tabin. So he wants to take ma'aser now, when he's on the boat, for stuff that's in his house. Who was on the boat with him? The Yehoshua ben Levi. Yehoshua ben Levi is a Levi. It's a beauty. I get the ma'aser to the Yehoshua. But the question is, how am I going to get the ma'aser to be Yeshua on a boat? So what did he do? He said, "Isu shani atid lamud." This ma'aser that I'm destined to take from the fruit that's in my field, natun li Yeshua, right? That belongs to ready to be Yeshua. Umekomo muskarlo, and I'm renting him the field. Meaning, he has to be koneh the ma'aser. How can he be koneh the ma'aser? Very good. Money rents fields. Okay, you can rent the field via money. So therefore, Rabbi Yehoshua, give me a dollar. Give me a dollar. Now you're renting the field. And what's on the field? The ma'aser. Oh, so therefore you're going to see what? Whose field is it now? It's Rabbi Yehoshua's field. So you see Rabbi Yehoshua will be koneh the ma'aser via hasero. The problem is, he's not there. He's not there. Again. The only way it can be koneh ma'aser is through a kinyan. That his got to be a kinyan. Can't just say it's yours. You got to own it. What means his? If I have ma'aser in my house, say it belongs to you, Levi. Not me, belongs to you. Belongs to nothing. You have to make a kinyan. Como muskarlo. Good. So basically, what did he do? He rented him the field. Now Rabbi Yehoshua is the owner of the haser. Hasero shel Adam koneh lo. He owns the ma'aser. Only problem is Rabbi Yehoshua wasn't standing there. Ve'isur acher shani atid lamud natun la'akiba ben Yosef. Now you have to give ma'aser ani. Rabbi Akiva was in charge of the, he was the gabay tzedakah. So he says, the ma'aser ani, already I'm renting part of the field to Rabbi Akiva, who's in charge of the gabay tzedakah for the aniim. Kedeh she'yizkeh bo la'anim u'mekomo muskarlo. So therefore he rented two parts of the field. 10% for Rabbi Yehoshua, 10% for Rabbi Akiva. He covered himself. Oh, were they standing over there? They weren't standing over there. So you see what? Hasero shel Rav is koneh. Even if the guy's not there, that's the question of the Gemara. Amar leh. So he comes back and answers him. Ula didn't like this question. Rabbi Abba thought it was a great question. Ula says, Dameh hai merabbanan kedelo gamre in shesh ma'ata. Says this rabbi asked a question as like he never learned the halakha in his life. Well, that's a question. What kind of question? That's what he's asking from there. I mean, he didn't even give him the courtesy to answer him. It was so obvious that's not a question. He just disregarding. That's a question you're asking from there. Ki atal de sura. When he got the sura, meaning when the Rabbi Abba got the sura, Amar lehu hachi Amar Ula. He said, "This is what Ula said." You know, Ula said, like, you know, the question is not a question. The hachi utbite, and this was which is Ula made a statement that what Ula's statement was Hatzerosh Rabbi is kone only when he's there al gabav. So Rabbi Abba says, Ula made a statement that you got to be standing there. I asked the question on him from the story of the boat, and then he just said that it's not a question. So the rabbi said, you know what, Ula's right, it's not a question. You know why? Rabban Gamliel metaltele agav mekarke'e hikna lahem. It reads like this. Remember we learned in Masechet Kiddushin, there's something that's called a kinyan agav. What is kinyan agav? When a person makes a kinyan on a field, not only is he kone the field, but he's kone everything that's on the field. Not mitan kinyan hasir. Again, let's say it like this. I have a field and I have a metal terin that's on the field. What's the only way you can be kone movables? Meshicha. You gotta make a kinyan. Let's say the item's a big item, or the item, whatever, I'm not around to make meshicha. So the deen is, I can make a kinyan agav. What's kinyan agav? Right, I go to the guy, listen, I'm selling you the field. Feel like I sell with money. So I don't make case if you can do. Oh, now, once he is kone the field, so with the field, what else comes with it? Whatever's on the field. But that's coming mita'am kinyan. It's not kinyan hasid. It's not the pshat. The hasid and then hasid roshil adam kone. So therefore he's saying, what do you bring me here? You know what? Ula's right. You have no question from the story on the boat. He was konem, or he was maknem the ma'asid via kinyan agav. He sold him the field, and once he was kone the field, not mitam hatzir, derech agav the other stuff. Agav the field, I should say. He's kone. Look at Ashi. Ashi said, we're done with this. Agav bekarkeich na lehim. V'na mishum detekne lehim mekomam v'tuat hatzir. It wasn't mitchabtit kinyan hatzir. Shafidu ikna lehim hatzir ha'chayret shina betulcha kanu inameh kedidna. Which means, by the way, I'll tell you a better hadush. You know how kinyan agav works? I want to be makne you this metaltelin over here. I can give you a field over there, and agav you kone the field, you kone the metaltelin in a different place. Which is kinyan agav the metaltelin, don't have to be on the field. We learned that, which means metaltelin does not have to be on the field. I can be makne you a field in China, and derek kinyan agav works, the metaltelin over here, I'll connect you agav. So the same thing over here. He wasn't employing a kinyan chatzid. What are you asking me? If he was using kinyan chatzid, you're right, then he has to be standing there. This wasn't kinyan chatzid, it was kinyan agav. Therefore, you know what? Ula was right. Ula was right for saying, well, what kind of question is that? That's not a she'ila. Okay, so before we go further, let's just review the story over here. We're in the sugya of chatzid. So we said chatzid is koneh for a person. So the Gemara said, it's only koneh when he's omed next so to it, when the on. Guy that wants this field to be koneh from is standing next to it, omed letzido. So the Gemara said, we have a question, we have a story of the rabbis who are on the boat. Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananya, Rabbi Akiva. So Rabban Gamliel really had some ma'aseh to take care of in the house. He needed to separate ma'aseh. They didn't want the children to eat from it because it was tebet. And so what did he say? He said, oh, no problem, I have a Levi on the boat with me, Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananya. I said Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, it's not Rashi, he says Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananya, who was a Levi. And so he said, the ma'aseh, that's my field over there. First, let me rent you my field. So Rabbi Yoshua gave him money, whatever it is. He rents the field, and now you own the field, you own whatever's on the field. It's kinyan chasid. And Rabbi Akiva was in charge of the aniyim. He was the gabay tzedakah. So the ma'asir ani, I'm renting you also part of the field. The ma'asir ani that's on the field. You own the field now, or you're renting the field, you own it. You own the ma'asir ani, you meaning you're zechir for the aniyim. So the Gemara says, oh, you see that he wasn't next to the field. Rabbi Gamliel, and still he said chasid was coming. Rabbi Akiva was on next to the field. Or the Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananya was on next to the field, and you see he was kone, so you see Hasid is kone even not next to. So that was the question of Rabbi Abba. So when Ula heard this question, he said, oh, I see you don't know how to learn. So then Rabbi Abba went to Surah, and he told them, this is what I said, or this is what Ula said, this is what I said. And the rabbi said that, no, you have no question from over there. Over there, they were not using Kenyan Hasir. They were using what Kenyan called Kenyan Agav. The Mishnah Kedushin said that if a person buys Karka and makes a Kenyan on the Karka, he's Kone Metaltelin, Derech Agav, which means the Karka draws the Metaltelin. Even if the Metaltelin are not on the Karka, even if the Karka is in one place and the Metaltelin are in a different place, they draw it. When you make the Kenyan here and you Kone a Metaltelin. So you see over here, that's what happened in the case of Rangim. They weren't using Kenyan Hasid. They make a Kenyan on the field, and Derech, and Agav, will be Koneh, what's on the field. So they're Metaltan, they're Maasir. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Zera Qibla. Rabbi Zera accepted this refutation. He accepted this shot that it was Kenyan Agav. Rabbi Abba lo Qibla. But Rabbi Abba still said, no, that's not the pshat. He was the one that asked the question from the boat story. He didn't like this answer that it was working with Kinyan Agav. Amar Abba Shapir Avide lo Qibla. Rabbi Abba was right for not accepting that answer. You know why? V'chilo ayah lahem sudan liknot b'minu b'halipin. Let's ask another question. He says, what do you think? Think on the boat, they didn't have a handkerchief? Nobody was holding a handkerchief on the boat to make a Kinyan sudan? Because you wouldn't have to make any difficulty. All you need is to transfer the ma'asir to the Rabbi Yosef ben Hananya. So what? The one that was being makneh should have held on to a handkerchief. Mm-hmm. That's Kinyan Sudan. When he holds on to the handkerchief, it transfers the ma'asir. Rabbi Akiva, give him a handkerchief, a Sudan. Rabbi Gamliel holds on to it. He's the makneh. So when he holds on to the handkerchief, he's makneh the ma'asir to Rabbi Yeshua. Why did they use Kinyan Sudan? I'll tell you why they didn't use Kinyan Sudan. Gemara says, "Ela tovat hana'a ena mamon deknot memenu b'halipin," because ma'aser is really not considered money for Rabbi Gamliel, especially. It's not money; it's not his. All he has is what's called tovat hana'a. The only thing he has with this ma'aser is the hana'a that he can give it to whichever Levi he wants. But tovat hana'a is not considered money, and the law is, for halipin to work, you can't transfer a tovat hana'a. It's got to be considered money. It's got to be considered equity if you want to transfer it. Oh, hachanameh, tovat hana'a, ena mamon, neknot al gabe karka. And therefore, that's why they didn't make kinyan agav over here. Rabbi Yehuda is right. Because kinyan agav also, you can only be koneh a field, and then if you want to koneh metaltelin, agav the field. But to be koneh a field, and koneh tovat hana'a agav the field, doesn't work. So Rabbi Abba was right. You cannot, just like they didn't use Kinyan Sudar, it wasn't working with Kinyan agav. But Kinyan Hasir, Hasiro shel Adam Koneh, he can be Koneh anything that's on the field. Which means Rabbi Abba is pshat was correct. That it must have been talking about Kinyan Hasir. Look at Ashi. Ashi says, Vichi. Why do you have to accept money from them at all? Just take the handkerchief and make the transfer. And the sudar might amado the tovat hana'a shaytel Rabban Gabriel b'ma'asot alalu ena chashuva mamon deten niklik b'halipin. The next one says, "Ki kana Rabban Gabriel ay sudar akniye halipin dide bechol makom shehen." The kibbutz de'en lo ben ena tovat hana'a shebiyado letito lechol mishirutze. That's his hana'a. They can give it to anybody he wants. Ein zo chashuva mamon nachol azek kinyan halipin. Halipin is not going to work. Ha'achena mega bekinyan karka, ena mamon neknot al gabe karka, bekinyan, sha'karka neknet bo. Oh, so then what's in, which is you want to be koneh, a tovat hana'a, with a kinyan of karka, agav the karka, won't work. Oh, so what did they do? El afkure ba'al ma'afkir gabayu. What did he do? He made the ma'aser, or he made the produce on his field, hefkir. He made it ownerless. Oh, once you make it ownerless, now he's makneh them the field. So the guy who owns the field ends up owning whatever's on the field because it's hefker. Like a regular law of kinyan chaser, that a chaser is kone, something that is hefker. Which means, if I have something that's hefker on my field is kone. So what he did is he was mafkir the perot. And he gave him the field. And once he gave him the field, he was kone. So there was working with kinyan chaser. So Rabbi Abbas, back to his question on Ula. Ula, you said kinyan chaser, the guy has to be standing next to the field. They weren't standing next to the field. Which means he was mafkir the tovat hana'ah. So now the buggy was holding nothing from this. Mamon, it's not. His, for sure, it's not. The benefit that he has to give it to a Levi, he relinquished that. So the Gemara Ban Gamliel, he has no zechutness anymore. It just belongs to the Leviim. So what did he do? He rented the field to Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya. Yoshua ben Chananya has the field. They rented the field. Now he's koneh. Hatsura koneh. No, the hefker. Just like a mitzi'ah that would be placed on the field of hefker. It would be koneh, let's say. So this is the no different. So the Gemara says, Elahi. Say, but it's not so. Matanot keuna netina ketiva behu. Really, I can tell you that really tovat hana'a you can normally sell. You could sell it through a halipin. And really, I can tell you tovat hana'a you could sell with a kinyan agav. Oh, so then why did they make a halipin on the boat? So he says, because by matanot keuna it says natan. You have to give it to the Levi. The halipin derech mekach umemkarhu, which means when you make a halipin, that's considered a transaction. That's not considered giving. You have to give it, not to transact it. Metaltelin agav karka netina alimtai. But kinyan agav is a good netina, and therefore, don't ask me a question. Oh, how come they didn't make halipin? I'll tell you why they make halipin. Halipin will not work by maasir. Not because ma'asir is not transferable. Tovat hana'ah you can transfer. But it says you got to give it. Halipin is a mekah memkar. It's like a business transaction. That's not considered netina. But kinyan agav? I gave you the field. You made a kinyan on the field. And with the field comes the ma'asir. That's considered a netina. Good. So therefore, Rabbi Abba, no question. He wanted to bring a question from there. Oh, how did he be Kone Hatsiro? He wasn't standing there. It wasn't Kenyan Hatsiro here. It was Kenyan Agav. But Papa Amar, Papa has a different answer. Da'at Acheret Mechne Otam Shani. Over here, it was Da'at Acheret. Rashi. The Papa Amar. The Olam Betorat Chaser Kena'o. Really, I'll tell you, it was the Chaser that was working. He rented him the Chaser. And once he had the chaser, he owned the ma'asir. You can ask a question. You don't need him to stand next to the field. You know why? Rabban Gamliel hikna lehem metaltin shalu b'chaser shalahem velo mefkira kanu venocha matana zu liknot v'afagav deno omed besad sadeh. When you have kinyan chaser with da'at acheret makneh, that's already stronger. Which means you have the da'at of Rabban Gamliel over here that's being makneh, the ma'asir, to Rabbi Yoshua. Plus, you have the chaser itself being koneh. So you have a da'at over here besides the chaser. Who's the da'at? The da'at of Rabban Gamliel. Therefore, when you have da'at acheret makneh, you don't need omed al-gabo, next to the field. When did Ula say you need to stay next to the field? That's why mitzi'ah. Mitzi'ah, it's coming from Hefker. There's no da'at over there. So you want your field to be koneh the Mitzi'ah, where there's no other da'at that's pushing it to you, you have to stand next to it. But over here, it's different. Over here, you have da'at ahayr, the guy standing next to them, you have Rabban Gamliel being makneh. His da'at is, he's transferring it over. Oh, transferring it, you don't have to stand next to him. So this is stronger, that's why you don't need to be omed. So the papa says, you're right, it was kinyan chaser. And you didn't have to stand next to it. Da'at acheret. The Gemara says, "Umina timra." Where do you see this concept that if you have da'at acheret, you don't need the omed next to the field? But not amishna. Ra'otan ratzina charam mesi'ah. So you see them running after the mesi'ah. Now Mishnah. What was the case? And the animal had a broken leg. So the guy said, what? He wants his chassid to be koneh for him. So he said, the guy who's field is there, he's koneh. That's all he's talking about, where he would be able to catch up to the animal and get it himself. So if he would be able to catch up with it, so then his field could be kone. So the Birmiyah had a question. Bimatana he'ach. What about a case of a matana? Which means, if a person puts a matana in the field, so do we say that the guy has to catch up to it? Or maybe the only time we say he has to catch up to it is when it's just a hifker item. But what about a matana? You're going to say the same deen? Kibla min Rabbi Abba Bar Kana, afalpi shiras alehen, ve'en magi'an. By a matana, even if he can't catch up to the animal, the field is going to be kone. My ta'ama, lav mishum de data acheret makne otam shani. Because must be that by a matana you have a data acheret. You have the guy that's giving the matana, is being makne the matana to the person. So there the field is going to be kone even if you cannot reach up to the item before it leaves the field. Which means you see that when there's a data acheret, you don't, it's more powerful. Just like by a matana. They were saying that what you don't have to be catch up to the animal, meaning the field is mikoneh regardless. So similarly, I'll say over here that in the case of Rabban Gamliel, when he was being makneh the maaser, so he doesn't have to be still next to the field. Amar Rav Shimi Rav Papa, what do you mean? I don't agree with your rule. How they get the dat acheret makneh ota by a get? A guy throws a get and the lady's haser, and what? You have the ata hayat makneh, the husband is being makneh the get, and still what did Ula say, Bamar Ula, besad beta, or besad hasera, that she has to stand next to the field. What do you mean? You have the ata hayat. If you have the ata hayat, you don't need to be standing next to the field. Shani get, the ite ba'al kurha. The get is different, because get already you can give against her will. We don't understand what that answer means exactly, but the Gemara is saying, since a get you can give against her will, so for Hatser to be koneh, she has to be standing there. What are you talking about? A get that you can give it to against her will. And still you're saying what? And still she has to be standing next to the field. Local chicken. All the more so, a matana, you have to be standing where it's midat. Which means, if you tell me that a get, you give it to Bal Korcha. Bal Korcha should be like, just throw it on the field. Okay, what she says. And still you're saying, for the chassid, because she got to be standing there. So forget that given Bal Korcha, she has to be standing there. Certainly a matana, and she has to be standing by the field. And so therefore, we have to give another answer. Ela marav asher, chassid, it rabbi, mishum yad. Hello, God, I'm Mishlihut. Gabbeget, the Hovula, and Havim Adam, and Abifanav. Gabbe Matanad is Hutulo, Zachina Adam, Shiro Bifanav. Oh, so now, look at the top, Rashi. Gabbe Matana, my Matana, you know why you don't have to be standing next to the fields? Not because of Da'ata Chayret. And even Shalom Midato. You don't have to know about it. Why? The Anan Sahadeh, Teni Chalish Shetesh Shiluho. Which means, no matter how you want to learn Chatzir, you want to learn Chatzir is coming from Yad, like Yado. If Chatzir is Yado, so you put it in his head. If you want to say Chatzir is Mita'am Shilihut, so we could assume clearly that this guy wants the field to serve as his agent to be koneh matana, because it's zechut. Hilka ki lete besad chasero. So even if he's not next to the field, teleka ledemuye liyada, which means the only time we're going to compare chaser to yad is if he's standing next to the field. So if he's standing next to the field by Matana, and Hatser is like his yad, but that'll be Kone. But even if he's not next to the field, just like yad is next to you, if you're standing next to the field, his Hatser is working mitam yad. But let's say he's not next to the field. So the Hatser is not working from his yad. The Hatser is working midin, shlichut. It's a shaliyah. But we can assume clearly, without a doubt, that he wants the shaliyah to be Kone, the Matana for him. Because it's zechut for him. The era simuchalo, tipukle. Just like a shaliach, if he appointed a shaliach to go pick up something from him, it would work. Shlo b'fanav, even though the chatzir is not in front of him. Chatziron ami zochelo shlo b'fanav. Miu kabe metzia. Oh, but by a lost object, by a found object, ki lete gaba, when he's not next to the field, de lo nafka zechiyata mishum yad leka lerebuy mishlichut. I'm not going to say that the field is going to be koneh metzia. Mitam shlichut, tegabe shlichut ika da'at hasholeach or da'at shaliach, which means by a mitzi'ah or by a regular shaliach, there's da'at. Aval hatzer leka lo da'at sholeach velo da'at shaliach. Hilkach ma'inan da'at acheret makne oto, which means by a matana, I have da'at acheret. I have somebody that's being makne. Oh, so you're being maknet, I'm not next to the field, so what? My field is my agent. Shiluho, anan saadeh, that I want my shaliach to be. Koneh is matana, plus he's pushing it to me with the da'at acheret. Matana, no problem. But metzi'ah, is there anybody pushing it to me? No, metzi'ah is hefker. Oh, so without a da'at acheret, and without a da'at bichlal, meaning my field has no da'at, there's nobody pushing it to me, meaning makneh it to me, in that case over there, only if I'm standing next to the field. If I'm standing next to the field, then mahatzeh is like a yad. Just like the yad can be koneh metzi'ah, mahatzeh can be koneh. But shelo, next to it, not next to it, without a da'at acheret, it's not going to work. Oh, but by get is a chov. Get is a chov to the lady. It's a detriment to the lady. It's a negative to the lady. En chovim, and Chavim Adam, Shlo Mifanav. So therefore, if she stands next to the field, oh, now it's like you put it in my hand. Hatzer Mitam Yad. But once there, Hatzer Mitam Shirihut. We're not going to say, Anan Saadi, that for sure, she wants a shaliach to go pick up this get. What do you mean? She wants to pick up the get. Adrabah. She doesn't want to pick up the get. That's why get will not work only when she's standing there, because get is a chom. Matana, which is a zechut, even shelo next to the field, because you have da'at acheret makneh, and you have an anan sa'adeh that he would want his field to be koneh mitam shlichut, even though he didn't appoint it. But the metzi'ah, when you don't have da'at acheret, and you don't have da'at of the chatzer, then you have to be standing next to the field itself. So that is the difference between all the cases of get, of metzi'ah, and matana. So there is a da'at acheret factor that is in here.